In the August edition of Mind Food magazine, we are looking at the future of food. Somebody who's able to shed a lot more light on this is from Lincoln University, Professor of Food Science, Director of Postgraduate Studies, and Director of the Centre of Food Research and Innovation, Charles Brennan. Hello to you.
Hello, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Now, you have obviously a very complicated lot of titles for somebody who doesn't know what you do. What's the main thing that you get in your car and go to work and do every day?
Well, basically, it's looking at food ingredients, and trying to make them healthier for the consumer. We all eat food, we all enjoy eating food, but we all want healthy food to eat, and the enjoyment and the health shouldn't be separated, and that's what we're trying to achieve.
Well, we might not notice it, but the way that we are actually eating is changing. What is driving this change? I know that's a very big question, but what is driving the change?
It's a massive question. Some of that is ourselves. As consumers, obviously our lifestyles have changed dramatically over the last 10, 15, 20 years. And that's well documented in different types of press articles that have been out there for the public to see. So we are looking for foods that are relatively easy to prepare. We're looking for foods that have got a good taste and a good texture, that are appealing to us. We're looking at different foods from different cultures. So there is a lot of globalization of food occurring throughout the world, throughout New Zealand. You can see that in our supermarket shelves with all sorts of foods from different parts of the world. And also in terms of the foods for health, now we have sections for gluten-free, gluten-intolerant sections. We have sections which are sugar-free or sugar-reduced or other aspects that we are looking for from a consumer's point of view to improve our nutrition.
Well, interesting. The figures in the magazine that I found the most interesting was that from a religious perspective, by 2050, they're saying that Islamic, Hindu, Buddhists and Jews are going to make up 3.8 billion people, all who have their own dietary requirements.
Indeed, and that's part of that globalization, that internationalization of the food sector within New Zealand and beyond our shores as well.
How important, Charles, is technology in this shift, or is it actually about going back to basics? What's more important?
Technology is crucial in terms of making foods that are safe for human consumption, that are available to be transported over large distances. So you can't really devolve technology away from food science and food materials that we have as a consumer. If you think about New Zealand's important industries, the food industry is crucial to New Zealand for its economy, along with the tourism industry. Most of that is based on exporting our food material. So if you think from a business point of view, and I think from a national perspective in terms of the economy, understanding the technology that can help us deliver nutritious food to our partners overseas is crucial. Going back to basics is also very important. And I think some of the interesting articles in recent terms is looking at how we can go back to basics in terms of locally grown, locally resourced material, and also healthier type of material from local sources.
Do you think we're getting a little bit lazy?
Possibly. I would imagine that I'm quite lazy when I get back home after a day at work and then sort of look at what's available in the fridge and putting together a food for myself and the family. But laziness doesn't necessarily, well, lack of speed, lack of time for preparation doesn't necessarily equate to laziness.
Is that your excuse?
Yes, that's all of our excuses, isn't it?
Well done, Charles. Look, I think the work that you're doing there at Lincoln University is obviously cutting edge, and it's things that, you know, we might not even hear about for years to come, but you're working on those now. Thanks for your contribution to that article. It was really, really interesting. Keep up the good work, and good luck to having a little bit more time to prepare your meals.
Thank you very much, and goodbye.